Good evening, Eagle Country. Monday, January 27th, it's Crunch Time, presented by Geppers Liberty Tax in Lawrenceburg and Harrison. Please patronize their business to get your tax preparation done. They're going to give you $50 cash with your paid tax preparation. Thanks to our great sponsor, Geppers Liberty Tax, for keeping the show alive here. Crunch Time, 6 to 6:30 every Monday night on your hometown radio station. I'm your host, Double T Travis there. JB absent tonight, but he'll pop in when he can. Busy guy this time of year coaching the Lawrenceburg Tigers. Speaking of which, their primary rival in the house tonight, the South Dearborn Knights. We're going to talk about their season, preview the back half of their schedule, and talk about something cool that they got going on with Lawrenceburg surrounding their February 21st game. We will get into that here momentarily. We do have to start the show tonight with the biggest news in the sports world, and that is the death of Kobe Bryant, dying at the age of 41 in a helicopter crash yesterday. That crash also claiming the life of his 13-year-old daughter Gianna and seven other people in that crash. Just absolutely devastating news to the sports world. When I learned of this news yesterday, I just stopped dead in my tracks. Could not believe that a man that has played such a significant role in the sports world is gone far too soon. But the crash, crazy enough, happening just a day after LeBron James passed Kobe for third place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. And this was kind of eerie to me, but LeBron had even written on his shoes for that game in Philadelphia, Kobe's hometown, Mamba for life, and then some of his post-game comments. Once you hear those and then see the news about the crash, kind of eerie the way that all went down. But Kobe's impact on the game of basketball, going to live on forever. When I think about Kobe Bryant, I think about all the hard work and dedication he put into his craft. If you followed his career at all, he always talked about how he trained like he didn't have any talent. And I think that's important for young people to listen to that and put that into their game. Don't act like you're the best. Go out there and work to be the best. That's kind of the way he went about things. I also think about Kobe and the way that he could do just about anything on a basketball court. Of course, he's one of the all-time best scorers. He was a playmaker when he needed to be and a ferocious defender. One of my greatest memories of Kobe is him being on that redeem team for the USA that went back and won the gold. And he didn't have to do this, but he wanted to guard every other team's best player and shut them down so that the U.S. could just crush everybody and reclaim glory at the Olympic level. But he's just a competitor of the highest degree. And finally, I think everyone will always remember Kobe for his killer instinct on the court, always wanting to be the guy to take the last shot, whether he made it or missed it. He made a lot of them. He missed a lot of them. But he was never afraid of the moment and always wanted to be that guy to shine. Off the course, for those who have been paying attention, Kobe was starting to become a great ambassador for the game of basketball, spreading his immense knowledge to anyone who would listen, including his daughters, specifically Gianna. There's a recent picture of them sitting in the front row of an NBA game with Kobe pointing out different things and just talking to her about the game of basketball. And that's probably going to live on to be a pretty iconic photo, considering it's one of their last public shots together. But his career was absolutely awesome. 20-year career. He came right out of high school and lived up to every expectation. 25 point per game score, over five rebounds, near five assists per game, 18 all-star appearances, four-time all-star game MVP. That's tied for a record. He was league MVP in 07-08, two-time finals MVP, five NBA championships, 11-time all-NBA first team. And how about that 81 point performance he had against Toronto in the 05-06 season? Then what, he dropped 60 in his final game ever. So in the end, we know Kobe, the basketball player. He was also a husband, a father, and a friend, and he left a very lasting impact on a number of people that is too high to count. So his death is certainly one of the saddest days I can remember in the sports world. But one thing is for sure, legends like Kobe Bryant never die. They live forever. And we are joined by the South Dearborn Knights boys basketball program. I want to turn it over to Coach Kevin Reinhart to just give a couple thoughts on Kobe Bryant, what he's kind of meant to you, because you've been around basketball your entire life. I'm sure Kobe's a guy you've watched and admired from afar.
Yeah, absolutely. Kobe Bryant, I mean, he's, to me, he's this, you know, the closest thing to Michael Jordan. Had an impact on everybody. I mean, I think everybody in this room and anybody who listens to this is, you know, probably a sports fan, obviously. So he's the reason why a lot of these kids play basketball, I'm sure. So I think he should be the logo. That's what I think of him. So I mean, it's, I think we're all kind of, you know, a grown man shedding tears over somebody I never knew. So it's, I think that's kind of like how everybody has been. So
that's certainly the gut punch everybody got yesterday that considers themselves a sports fan. Is there any particular moments that stand out to you in Kobe Bryant's storied career?
Yeah, the slam dunk contest. I remember that. I think it was the second year in the league. And then the lob to Shaq when they won the championship.
Yep.
He threw it down. And, you know, I remember that was kind of – we were talking about that earlier when, you know, I was in high school and that was going on. It was kind of bittersweet because I was a huge Kobe fan. I was a huge AI fan, too. So it was just it was fun to be able to see those guys go against each other. And obviously him and Michael Jordan go against each other. So
yeah, it's certainly a sad day for the sports world, losing an icon in the sport of basketball. Certainly Kobe Bryant will be honored probably throughout the rest of the year and, well, for a long, long time. I'm sure they'll do something special for him at the upcoming All-Star Game. And the word out there is Kobe Bryant will go into the Hall of Fame this year. This is going to be his first year eligible, and he would have been a first-ballot Hall of Famer anyways. But they're going to go ahead and make sure that that gets done. So that'll kind of end the book on our little tribute to Kobe. Kobe Bryant, just a huge story in sports, even though it's a very, very sad one. So we're going to move on here to some other things on Crunch Time. Thanks, Coach, for the comments on Kobe. We're going to catch up with him and the rest of the Knights team coming up here in just a few minutes. We do want to talk a little Reds baseball. Another significant offseason move for the Reds, agreeing to a four-year, $64 million deal with outfielder Nicholas Castellanos. This is kind of an intriguing deal, a different deal. He does have an opt-out clause after year one. And two. So, I mean, potentially Castellanos could only be in a Reds uniform for 1 year if he so chooses. But last season, 289 hitter, 27 homers, 73 RBIs, 337 on base percentage, and an 863 on base plus slugging. So, another big bat into this lineup. The Reds have spent $164 million on four players this offseason. You got Shogo Akiyama coming over from Japan, Mike Moustakas, second baseman that they took away from the Brewers, and you also have Wade Miley, who's going to be in their starting rotation. So the Reds have done a great job to bolster their roster as they try to get back to playing significant baseball late into the season into September, October. And now the intriguing thing is, what will the Reds do from here? Because more moves should be on the way with 11 outfielders on the 40-man roster. As it stands right now, you would expect Castellanos to be in left, Shogo in center, and perhaps Aristides Aquino in right. You still got Nick Senzel there, Jesse Winker, Philip Irvin, among guys that were on the roster last year and were contributors. A guy like Josh Van Meter might be one that stays because he can play several different positions, but it's seeming likely that maybe Jesse Winker, Nick Senzel is going to be put into a trade package to maybe bolster their bullpen. Maybe they try to go out and get a big-name shortstop. They could also use an upgrade at catcher. But I would not think that the Reds are done this offseason, and another very significant move. Perhaps this is top-end moves. If they can get a guy like Francisco Lindor to come play shortstop, it's going to take a lot to get him. But that could be a guy that can put them right in the conversation as one of the favorites in the National League. So it's certainly exciting to see the Reds make some moves, be aggressive in the offseason, and try to get back to winning ways. And that is going to be a welcome sight in the city of Cincinnati, which Cincinnati sports fans have been yearning for a winner. So hopefully the Reds can do that sooner rather than later. Also in the rundown tonight, we want to talk about the girls basketball sectional draw here just briefly before we turn it over to the South Dearborn Knights basketball program. And take a look at some of our local matchups that we're going to see coming up on Tuesday, February 4th is when sectional play starts. In Class 4A, Sectional 14 at Bloomington South, East Central having a great season, 18-5. They drew Martinsville in the first round. Going to be a tough go for them to try to get to the finals. They also have Columbus East, who they would have to get through, Columbus North as well. Some good teams in that sectional. In Class 3A, this sectional will be held at South Dearborn. And the host drew Franklin County there. Lawrenceburg getting the bye in that tournament, and they're also on the opposite side as from Greensburg, who would be the prohibitive favorite in that sectional as the defending sectional champion in Class 2A at Switzerland County. You got South Ripley versus Milan. Switzerland County getting a bye in that tournament. And then in 1A at Waldron, Rising Sun is going to take on Morristown. And you got Oldenburg Academy against Hauser. And then again, one of the favorites, Jackson Dell, getting a bye. But we have all of those matchups over at EagleCountryOnline.com for you to take a look at over the next week or so before we get into sectional play. So with that, we will turn it over to the South Dearborn Knights boys basketball program. You already heard from Coach Kevin Reinhart, and now we got to go around the horn, boys, because we got eight gentlemen in here. Did I do my math right? Announce who you are, what grade you are, what position you play on the basketball team. We'll start right here.
Hello, I'm Reese Willoughby, and I play small forward, power forward, and center. I'm number 23 on the court.
And number one in your heart. All right, let's go around the horn here. Who else we got?
I'm Alex Shackelford. I'm a senior. I play point guard and shooting guard, and I'm number one on the court.
All right.
I'm Tristan Daly, number 24, senior guard.
Very good. Gentlemen in the back, are we?
I'm Quentin Stevens, number 12, junior. I play power forward.
All right, on we go.
I'm Toby Tiki, number 3, point guard.
My name is Mitch Manford. I'm a senior, center on the court, number 40.
All right.
Eli Hoffman, number 11, sophomore guard.
All right, and who we got in the back here?
Marcus Straub, number 22, and I'm a forward.
All right, very good. So we got a packed house here. I said these guys set a record for the most basketball players to join the show, which is great because the more the merrier. Coming into tonight, guys, 6-8 on the season, hitting a little rough patch here with a three-game losing streak. Played three really good teams, though. We'll start with Coach here to talk about some of these last few games that you had since the Rivertown Classic. Greensburg, East Central, Jennings County. Man, that's a tough little stretch there, Coach.
Yeah, it's a tough stretch, but, you know, we want to play tough teams, and those are teams obviously we have to play other than Jennings County, but I don't think we played our best against Greensburg and East Central. I thought we played really well against Jennings County. I thought for 3.5 quarters we were a better team. They hit some really tough shots down the stretch, and, you know, we were up 10 going in. We were up the whole game. We were up 10 going into the fourth quarter, and they scored 30 points in the fourth quarter, and you know, it kind of took our momentum away, but I'm proud of the way the guys have been fighting through it. You know, we got some relatively young and inexperienced team, and you know, it's good to go to, you know, we played, you know, at Jennings County, which is a tough place to play, really cool place. Mm-hmm. Probably the best band. I mean, it's really awesome. So they almost get a win there. I felt like, you know, we could have walked away with one. I wish we would have. I think that would have been our second win against them ever, which would have been a big win. But, you know, these guys are fighting to get better every day. And, you know, we play a tough schedule this year. So, and we're, you know, within 10 points away from, you know, having three more wins. So, you know, there's some positives in that.
So, through 14 games, what are some of those positives that you've seen out of your young Knights?
Their ability to – they play hard all the time. Obviously, Alex and Eli have been carrying a scoring load a lot of the season, but a lot of guys are accepting their role and doing what they can do best to help us, and which is a big thing. You got to have that. And there's been different guys stepping up every night to kind of contribute. You know, the other night, you know, Shaq, you know, he was in some foul trouble, and Eli was scoring a lot. And then Tristan Daly comes off the bench and scores 19 points for us. So, you know, we got to have more of that. We talk about that all the time, but just their ability that, you know, these guys really like each other. You know, it's there's no jealousy or anything like that. So that I believe so.
I like the vibe of your team. Every time I get out to call a South Dearborn game, I see everybody jumping up on the bench, celebrating when guys are doing stuff well. So I like that energy that you guys are throwing out there. I'll turn it over to some of the players. We'll go to Alex and Tristan here to talk first. But, you know, 14 games through the season, how are you guys feeling the season's going? What could you guys be doing better in terms of maybe picking up a couple more wins throughout the way?
I think, you know, we've had a rough season. Like Coach said, we're 10 points away from being a good team, good record. But, I mean, we're just tough. I mean, some of the games we play were just tough. We're on that rough side of the schedule right now. But like he said last Saturday night, that one should have came away with that one. But, you know, I mean, it happens.
So, is there any specific things you guys have been working on, wanting to get better at, whether it be like free throw shooting, not turning the ball over late? What are some of the things you guys can improve on, Tristan, these last, you know, 8 games of the season?
Yeah, we've been really trying to focus on hitting our free throws and pushing the ball up the court and focusing on easy shots, easy bunny shots, layups. But we've been doing a really good job here lately. Besides East Central game, a little bit of the Greensburg game, we weren't hitting our free throws, but that's basically been the main focus for us.
Mitch, I saw you kind of motioning as a layup. Is this something that's been hampering you guys, missing some bunnies?
Yeah, layups is a big part of it. If we hit layups, we win the past 3 games.
So have we got some drills going underneath the basket where you're drawing some contact, finishing through that? Is that something you guys been working on here lately?
We got our coach McBride, he gives us some good fouls on it. It's called perfection drill. We run up and down the court, and he works us pretty good on them layups.
You're not getting fouled. You ain't doing it right.
All right, fantastic. So looking ahead to this weekend, I guess Friday night, a conference matchup on the road against Rushville. They've had their struggles this year. Have you guys gotten into the planning for this game much? Got to check out Rushville at all, or just kind of sticking to what you guys know early in the week?
They're tough. I mean, they're pretty tough, but we can't overlook anybody, obviously. I mean, I think we're the better team, and we should go out there and get a win if we play the way that we can, and we'd show them spurts that we can be the good team.
Does it help that you don't have a game on Saturday, that you just have this one game to focus on this week? What's the preparation like when you just facing one team?
So it's really easy on us compared to a Wednesday, Friday game, kind of. But really this week we're just focusing more on us rather than them. Mm-hmm. We have film up, of course, lots of film to watch, but really we need to work on more positives with us rather than them.
Okay, good answer. Anybody else want to elaborate on the preparation this week, Reese?
Yeah, on Wednesday, it's Monday and Tuesday are all get out the mistakes that you follow in practice, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is just Rushville, Rushville, Rushville. And you just got to – we're coming, that's all.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've seen you guys play, and I know you guys play extremely hard. Is that what your practices look like as well?
Yeah.
Lots of energy.
Lots of energy. All right. Very good. Looking forward on your schedule as well. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but another Kentucky matchup. And, Coach, you kind of have some roots there in Kentucky. So you can come back up to the mic and speak a little bit more about the mindset behind playing some different teams on the schedule. What would this be, the 5th game against a Kentucky team this season? How'd that come about, and what's that do for your team in terms of getting better?
Well, I mean, there's playing different teams, obviously. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, I know a lot of people get on me about playing Kentucky teams, but everybody around here is doing it. I mean, Lawrenceburg.
I like it.
They're playing Kentucky teams, and they're closer than anybody else. I mean, they're closer. We can play every Northern Kentucky team, and they're closer than most teams in our conference. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just good to see. My first year, I think we played 6 teams, were 13 games on our schedule. And I'm like, you know, we played Switzerland County 3 times, played Lawrenceburg 3 times, Southwestern Hanover twice, East Central we played twice at the time. And it's like, why are we, you know what I mean? Let's go out and play some different teams, get some different experiences, broaden our horizons a little bit. And, you know, for me, like coaching against some people that I've, you know, grew up around and I know is always a plus. So,
all right. And for the players, how have you guys took on to playing these Kentucky teams? You like getting across the different state line and playing some teams that are out of the ordinary?
Yeah, it gives us a different matchup because these teams have better strengths. Most Kentucky teams like to push the ball up like we do so we can get out and run against them and see how we do.
All right, now that's a cool thing about you guys, too, is you play a more up-and-down, run-and-gun type style, which you don't see a lot from teams in Southeast Indiana. I guess some of these teams in Indiana get pigeonholed into that old-school mentality where you got to pass the ball 4 or 5 times before you shoot it. So how much fun is it for you guys individually to play in a system that allows you to get up and down the floor and get the ball up in the air and score a lot of points? All right, Toby?
God.
it's really fun because, you know, it helps out everybody getting around us, get to score, getting our playmakers the ball, having them score a lot easier, and focusing more on trying to get them to score faster and having the defense not be able to set up and trying to get them to lose all their energy, trying to get back on defense and losing it on offense.
That's a great point about not letting the defense get set. I think more teams could probably take advantage of that. Speaking of defense, you guys like to get after it as well with the full court press a lot. I imagine you guys are very well conditioned to be able to do that and still run on offense. So speak a little bit about your press and how much fun it is to create havoc on the court.
We do one-on-one every day in practice. It teaches us how to move our feet, cut them off 2 to 3 turns, and then just alley ball side to side, and you got your help back on defense.
I promise you ain't going to have an easy night against us.
That's a great quote there. So, all right, we got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. This is Crunch Time, presented by Geppers Liberty Tax in Lawrenceburg and Harrison. See them for your tax preparation. $50 cash with your paid tax preparation. And we do want to talk about a really cool thing that you guys are going to be doing with Lawrenceburg coming up February 21st. Of course, this is always a big game, big rivalry. We know about that. But this is going to be for a great cause because that February 21st is going to be the 20th anniversary of Coach Blackwell's dad passing away, and this being tabbed Coaches versus Cancer Night, and there's going to be a lot of different things surrounding this game, raising money for such a great cause. So turn it back over to Coach Reinhart to talk a little bit about how this came about and your guys' willingness to be a part of something that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, Coach Blackwell reached out to me. I guess about a month ago, and asked me if I'd be willing to kind of make a fool of myself to wearing a red suit, and I was like, absolutely. I mean, I make a fool of myself every day, so you know, might as well do it for a good cause. So, you know, the more we talked about it, the more we got excited about it, and then, I mean, it's been unbelievable. The GoFundMe page, I think, is up over like almost $4,000.
Wow.
The last time I looked, T-shirts are going on sale. You know, they got red for, you know, Knights and Tigers versus Cancer,
right?
Red for us, and, orange for Lawrenceburg. And, we sent it out. I sent it out to the teachers in the corporation Friday, and it's been unbelievable. Like, you know, the emails we've gotten, you know, we got, one of our schools, Aurora Elementary, Miss Bailey said, you know, if the teachers bring in $20, then, they can wear jeans every day, all the way up to game day.
Nice.
And, so I'll be talking to Dr. Bond and see if we can do that tomorrow at the high school also. But I think they'll have a good response for that, and then they're going to donate all that to the cause. So obviously everybody knows someone who's affected by cancer.
Sure.
You know, we all have. And so it's just a great cause. And I'm just happy for these guys to be a part of it so they can learn. You know, a lot of them are really good leaders in the community and the school anyway. But it's just good to be, you know, use this part. You know, when you're a high school athlete, a lot of times, no matter what you want it or not, you're – put on a pedestal, and you know, you got to use that in a positive ways and give back. So
it's a good lesson, and there are things bigger than basketball, and the goal is to raise $10,000 to donate to Coaches versus Cancer. That would be the largest single donation from a high school basketball game, at least in the state of Indiana. So if you're out there listening in Eagle Country tonight, there's plenty of ways to get involved in the fundraising efforts. You can find all that info at EagleCountryOnline.com, and I got so moved by all this that I have accepted an invitation to play in the alumni game the night before the Lawrenceburg South Dearborn game on the 21st. So I've been out there practicing. I might need to come see you guys in practice to get me in shape here a little bit. But for the players, is this something you guys have been thinking about too since it's you know, you found the news out that you're going to be a part of this game, trying to pack the house and make this a really cool atmosphere? So what are your feelings towards it?
I think it's going to be like the most exciting game in Southeastern Indiana basketball ever. I think that Coaches versus Cancer is a great, great fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
and that everybody's going to be a great night for the Knights.
Alex?
You know, there's going to be a lot of people there. It's a great cause, obviously. I like the whole red suit, orange suit. You know, yeah. Everybody's going to want to come out and see that. So, But yeah, there'll be, it's a good cause. I mean, it's going to be a fun environment, I'm sure. It always is. Big game for us, big game for Lawrenceburg, so everybody will be out there.
Yeah, and Tristan, I know it doesn't take much for you guys to get excited about playing Lawrenceburg. It's the same for them when they get to play you guys. But knowing that that gym's going to be packed full, everybody's going to be excited, and there's going to be a lot of excitement in the air, it's got to be something you guys are looking forward to.
Oh, yeah, it's a big rivalry game for both teams. But it's also a good cause. Everybody is willing to give for
somebody they don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
For cancer. Mm-hmm. But I think combining them both, it would be a great time for everybody in the community.
Yeah, it's cool to see both communities come together, because we can be rivals on the athletic surface, but we all live in the same community and know the same people. So I think it's a really cool thing. So I can't wait. We're actually going to be broadcasting that game from Lawrenceburg, so we're excited to be there as well. So we got about 5 minutes left in the broadcast, and now we want to turn it over, have a little fun with our lightning round, where we just asked you a couple different questions. So everybody can kind of step up here. You can try to answer them as quickly as possible. We're going to start out. All right. Do you prefer to watch college or pro basketball? And you can give a short reason why if you would like.
College.
College.
The students are more into it.
Oh, yeah, college.
College across the board.
The fan bases are better.
College. Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I think me and Coach over here, do we think pro over here? I do. You're college too? All right. I'm standing by myself. I like to watch the pros.
But pros aren't fun to watch until playoffs, because they don't go hard. Yeah.
Oh, that's we'll debate that off the air.
We're gonna
have to debate that off the air. I think they're so they're so good offensively. They make it look like the defense isn't doing as much. But
all right,
we'll move on. Favorite high school gym you've played in outside of your own?
Connersville,
Jennings County.
Connersville.
I say Jennings County.
Jennings County is nice.
I say Jennings County. Jennings County was cool.
Connersville and Jennings County. All right, I never got the pleasure to play in either one of those gyms. Here's a fun one for all those folks out in Aurora. Flavors or Dairy Queen?
Flavors by far.
You ain't
going to Dairy
Queen. No. They give you smaller for a bigger price. You cannot do
banana split flavors. All time favorite.
I knew I was going to strike a nerve there. All right, since this is a country music radio station, we got to talk about music. If you don't like country music, that's fine. But let's go one at a time. If you could pick one song to warm up to, what would it be? We'll start with Tristan, because I know he's got something the teammates aren't maybe
going
to agree with.
Ted Nugent, Stranglehold, all the way.
All right, what else we got?
She Got the Best of Me by Luke Combs.
Very good.
To warm up.
You want to warm up to that? That's all right. What else we got?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I Have the Tiger.
Or if it's just an artist, it doesn't have to be a particular song.
Country Roads.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to have to go with
that. All right, we got two for Country Roads. Right. What about on this side?
Probably Lose Yourself by Eminem.
That's a good one. A little bit of a classic. We're still pondering over
probably
here.
Thunderstruck.
All right, very good.
Definitely Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. Okay. Interesting for a South Dearborn player to pick Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah,
Mark.
Sorry, I had to. Okay, what else we want to ask? Super Bowl pick?
Chiefs.
49ers.
I'm sorry, 49ers.
You just got to go.
Who said Niners?
Jimmy G, Mark, baby.
No.
All right, we got a couple Niners. I am supposed to make Coach Blackwell's pick, since he's my co-host. He went with the Kansas City Chiefs. Coach Reinhardt, who you got?
49ers.
No.
I think the Chiefs will win, but I'm rooting for the 49ers.
By three.
Because... I'm a big Ohio State fan, and Nick Bosa's a beast.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Chiefs by 30, bro.
Mark all right. favorite athlete? Be any sport.
Russell Westbrook.
He's awful.
He can't shoot.
He doesn't have to shoot.
I'm going to have to go with LeBron James.
There we
LeBron.
Go. There's one for LeBron. Yeah, let's ring a bell there. Good job.
You got to go with D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell.
There we go.
Paul
all right.
George.
MJ.
Paul George, MJ.
Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
All right, very good. All right, let's go to the classroom. Favorite subject in school?
Weightlifting.
Or something?
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting.
Math.
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 That's a subject, man.
Yeah, I like math.
Construction.
History.
Construction.
English. History.
Right. Science.
All right, across the board, we got some different answers there. We've been asking every basketball team that's come through the past couple weeks this question. Would you rather win a game on a buzzer beater or a defensive stop?
Defensive stop.
You know how like loud you can yell up in the air and just like flex on them.
Just yell up in the air.
More than a buzzer beater.
Everyone rushes and you're all hype and all that.
If you get a defense, you blocked my.
But what if the shot don't count?
Well, why would they not?
He said buzzer beater, Reese.
They're starting to overthink it a little bit here, Coach. I also heard you guys talking about video games before we went on air. Yeah. So let's talk about our favorite video games before we sign off.
Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare.
Who's the best 2K player?
Toby's
the best 2K.
I beat Mitch on a buzzer beater.
All right, who do you use? Who do you use most on 2K?
He uses the all-time.
All-time Thunder. Russell Westbrook, man. Show the respect.
If you were the best 2K player.
Hey, I'm telling you, Celtics.
If you're the best 2K player, you need to start using a team that's not very good to prove that you are the best. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Hey, I'll beat anybody with the Celtics.
Guys, unfortunately, we have run out of time here. I could sit here and talk to you for days, but we wish you the best of luck the rest of the season, and thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. I hope you guys had a good time.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Reinhart and his South Dearborn Knights. Get out and support these young men this Friday night on the road as they take on Rushville in a conference game, big game for South Dearborn. We'd also like to thank our great sponsor, Geppers Liberty Tax in Lawrenceburg and Harrison. See them this tax season to get your tax preparation done. $50 cash now with paid tax preparation. So definitely patronize Geppers Liberty Tax in Lawrenceburg or Harrison. Let the professionals do the work this tax season. And I think it would be appropriate to end this show on this Monday with a quote from Kobe Bryant after his untimely death. And this is all about hard work. Kobe, and I quote, "I can't relate to lazy people. We don't speak the same language. I don't understand you. I don't want to understand you. I have nothing in common with lazy people who blame others for their lack of success. Great things come from hard work and perseverance. No excuses. Dedication sees dreams come true." Nobody's going to do the work for you, people. Get out there, bust your tail. Doesn't matter if it's sports or something else you want to be great at. You got to put in the work. So hopefully you will do that and achieve greatness. So with that, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Crunch Time here on your hometown radio station. Tune in every Monday night, 6 to 6:30, to hear all the latest in local, high school, college, and national sports. And as always, you can find past episodes at EagleCountryOnline.com.